And in the studio now I have Colm Kilgallen. He's the BAA in personal development at All Hallows. And also Georgina Fettigan, who was a student there at one time. Good morning to you both.
Hello.
Good morning, Noel.
Okay, a general question to first, Colm. How are things going in All Hallows?
Well, I suppose at the moment in All Hallows, the focus is on students finishing out their degrees. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody, you know, is probably over the initial shock of the news that was broken there earlier in the year about the fact that the college would be going into wind down state. So what we've adapted, particularly in the course I work on, the ALBA programme, our focus was to come up with a way of ensuring that all students achieved what they joined up for, and that was their Level 8 honours degree.
Okay. Now, the course itself, as I say, we're going to talk about that. So, that is one of the big successes of All Hallows. So tell me about the diversity of the course.
Well, the diversity is... I suppose it's a very broad course. It covers, a number of, I suppose, what we call adult learning disciplines, critical thinking, quantitative reasoning, collaborative learning, which is all working in groups and things like that. There's a number of different ethics modules across it as well. There's an arts and ideas strand, which introduces people to not just, if you like, what I would have thought was arts in my youth, and mm-hmm. that was highbrow music and very expensive paintings.
Yes, yeah.
But that art, you know, is very, very broad. So people, you know, build a good knowledge of that. And then we've another strand called human development, which looks at societies and organisations, etc. So again, people are getting a very broad view, I suppose you could call it, of civics. Mm-hmm. Communities, etc. And then what we have is a professional focus strand where people can choose between business studies, community development, pastoral theology there if people want that. There's also child and family studies, adult education. And people can choose one of those, and that will be the main focus then of the degree. Mm-hmm. Now that gets you up to your level 7, your ordinary degree, and after that you undertake what's called a capstone. We call it a capstone sequence. It puts the cap on the degree, and this gets you your level 8. And a lot of this is self-directed. A lot of research, producing papers, etc. And I suppose, in fairness, Georgina, who's here, has just completed that.
Uh-huh.
And successfully, I might add, very successfully. So well done.
So you're bringing in the star student today.
I'm bringing in the star student, absolutely, yeah. The person who can speak from the heart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, and how long has this course been going?
It's been going since 2010.
And did it start off the way it is, or has it developed over?
It has developed. I suppose we've developed our thinking. Mm-hmm. We've added new professional focus areas to it. And I suppose we're more confident with it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, I suppose, in terms of it, you know, when it started, we got that from DePaul University in Chicago, mm-hmm. who had it in operation for, I suppose, about 40 years. So they developed it significantly over that time, and they learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we would have taken the template and modified it to suit the Irish, if you like, culture, etc. So we've changed some. We've added to it rather than changed it, I suppose.
It sounds, I don't want to sound derogatory to anybody, but it sounds like a young person's course, but it goes right through the ages, doesn't it?
Well, it does, because it's for adult learners, so it's 23 plus. So, I think our oldest student is 78.
Mm-hmm.
Our youngest is probably in their 30s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really probably a degree, really is more for adult learners
so
than for kids.
You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
I think you can teach an old dog lots of tricks,
okay, yeah.
including the new ones.
No, the reason I'm saying, yeah. I'm being flippant now, but
yeah.
A lot of people, when they get to an age, or if they've lost a job recently, and that's happened quite a bit over the past few years, maybe in their 50s or even older, before retirement age, and they just feel a bit lost. And when they read about something like this, they can't see that it's for them, but this is where you're here to talk about it. It is for you.
Yeah, and that is very true, because a lot of the most of the people in SR Technics lost their jobs. and with the other colleges, we got involved in offering an educational opportunity. Now, I think most of the students joined up. Most of the SR Technics guys who wanted to take up education joined our ALBA programme. Mm-hmm. So they were coming from a background that was non-academic. And, you know, quite a lot of those are going to graduate this year and graduate successfully, you know, with good honours degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people can learn, you know, new knowledge, etc., regardless of the age. An awful lot depends, I think, on the model. How, you know, you teach, the type of support that you provide. And ALBA is designed for that.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's designed specifically for adults doesn't mean that it wouldn't work for young people as well. Of course it would.
Okay, what's the duration of the course?
The duration is probably on average around 4 years, 4 to 5 years to get to your honours degree. It is flexible. It's modular based. Some people come on board and they'll do, you know, a set number of modules per year. Some will do more.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can't say it's a 4 year course, a 5 year course or whatever.
It could be two for some.
Well, what they get probably not two. Okay. Some might do it in three because we actually...
And is it all day?
No, it's not. It's in the evening time mostly. Yeah. Now, we also, during the summer, we do intensive modules maybe over a week. We would also do some Saturday lectures as well. So we provide quite a lot of opportunity for people, you know, to use the flexibility of the programme.
Mm-hmm. It sounds fascinating. So I'll go to you, Georgie de Fettigan. Now, you've done this course. First, tell me why you decided to do a course and why is particularly this one.
Okay. Well, I suppose, like many adult learners, the reasons why they go back to college and to look is for some sort of change. And that's what I needed to do. But I knew even back then, Colm has already mentioned the word, a non-academic background. Mm-hmm. That's where I was coming from. I knew I wasn't going to cut it in the likes of, you know, some of the bigger colleges. And I found ALBA. ALBA gave me the support that I needed from the beginning. Colm has mentioned already some of the adult learning modules that you do as a core. And the big one for me was scholarly writing. I didn't know how to write academically,
mm-hmm.
and I needed those core skills in order to continue and to kind of finish out my degree. And ALBA offered me that,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay, that seems to be the theme as well in some of it when I mention people with their confidence if they've lost their job. But even people feel maybe inadequate, if you want to put it that way, and saying, well, this course is maybe... can help me in that way, that they feel they haven't got the academic skills and this might give it to me.
Well, it does, of course, because people who join up don't have those skills, but because of the support we provide and I suppose the way we teach, I would prefer to think that we're facilitators, that we're facilitating people to learn as opposed to lecturing or mm-hmm. teaching. And I suppose the other thing that's missed out on a lot is that adults bring an awful lot of experience. And they don't necessarily appreciate it. All of the skills, all of the knowledge that they've built up in the home, in the workplace, etc. Mm. They bring that and the college recognises that.
So do you think that's what Colm is saying there now, Georgina? That when you go in with that feeling at force of inadequacy and all of a sudden when you see what it's all about, yep. I'm not so bad after all. Yeah,
no, you're not so bad after all. Nobody is. And everybody has a world of experience that they bring. But the big thing with ALBA was... At the beginning, you're assigned a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
That mentor stays with you for the duration of your course. Whether you do it in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, you have the same mentor all the way through. And you build up a real relationship with that mentor. You can go to her when you're, or him, as the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to them with any problems that you're having, either with the course or maybe at home. You know, you might have a late assignment, and mm-hmm. there's very valid reasons why adult learners do have late assignments.
Yes, yeah.
You can go to them and you can explain this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not your lecturer is at the top of this big room and, you know, they're untouchable. They're there with you all mm-hmm. the way through to the end, you know.
Yeah.
So, and that's a big thing for adult learners.
Yeah. And some of the extra that you would have learned through the course, I mean, a lot of IT there as well.
Yeah.
And you were talking about how you could write academically. So
I could write academically.
So how long was the course for you, for instance?
For me, it was 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, 5 years.
You did the full 5.
I did, yeah.
Okay.
But that's not to say that people couldn't finish it in a shorter time.
Mm-hmm.
What ALBA does is it offers you the chance to do both independent learning projects and give you credit transfer for previous learning, mm-hmm. whether it's certified or uncertified. If it's certified, you can get straight credit transfer and you can reduce the amount of time that you spend on the ALBA course mm-hmm. by doing that. The independent learning projects, they're very, very interesting. People have come up with, you know, really, really strange and wonderful independent learning projects, and that can shorten the, mm-hmm. the amount of time that you spend on the course as well. It's really, really flexible.
Yeah.
And then even within the courses that they're offering, the flexibility and the choice of you'd be surprised. I mean, horticulture was on the same on the same course, you know. Horticulture and IT, how different are they? Like,
yes,
you know.
Yeah. So did you go in there with one object, and maybe it didn't happen to you, but maybe you're talking to some of your peers in there, that they discovered something, two things, one thing within themselves.
Absolutely.
God, I'm actually, that's the way I should have been going when I was younger.
Yeah.
And find a different path to what you originally went in for.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the goals, in the beginning you're asked in the foundations module, you're asked to write down your goals. And at the end, in probably one of the last modules, you're asked to go over those goals and kind of look back on your journey and see what the differences are. And the goals that I set for myself in the beginning are not the goals that I have for myself now.
Okay.
And they're not the goals that I achieved along the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're so, it's so different. It's kind of like the path opens up in front of you, you know, and it's a journey. It really is. It's mm-hmm. a journey of self-discovery, of, and it changes your life. It mm-hmm. really does.
And you find the big thing for me as well with people when they change or decide to change in some way, that the confidence comes into you that you never even knew you had before.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when I look back at the girl that I was in the beginning, I don't even recognise her anymore, mm-hmm. you know. I say sometimes that the world I lived in was kind of this size. Now it's mm-hmm. vast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
Yeah. I mean, I did one adult course when I was many, many years ago as well. And I did find, that's the one thing I did find that you sort of feel more comfortable going out in conversation and everything you do. And when you find out little hidden talents that you have, that they come to the fore and all that sort of thing. Is this a perfect example, Colm, of what you're talking about?
No. I think Georgine is a great example of, you know, how HALBA has actually worked for, you know, our students. And I suppose there are many examples, but, you know, Georgina would talk passionately about the change that she experienced through gathering up all this new knowledge and confidence,
mm-hmm.
and it's fantastic to mm-hmm. see. And I suppose that's one of the reasons that we would hope that, you know, whatever happens to All Hallows in the end of the day, that the ALBA programme will continue to live on,
mm-hmm.
to provide opportunities for more Georginas, mm-hmm. And perhaps Georges as well. because, you know, it brings that, I suppose, value back into communities, back into families, and that's very, very important.
And I suppose people learn from each other as well as from
the
course.
They absolutely do, yeah. I mean, like I do, you know, quite a bit of lecturing, and it amazes me how much the students know about the subject that I'm supposed to know more about.
Yes, yes, yeah. It's absolutely great. So if people are interested in this course, what should they do?
Well, there's nothing they can do at the moment. Okay. I suppose what they could do is lobby maybe their public representatives to see, you know, try and ensure that the programme lives on wherever it lives on.
So is this a unique programme to All Hallows?
It is unique in the country, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's rather sad anyway. Could you not bring it off somewhere yourself and become an entrepreneur?
We wish we could, yeah. We wish we could. But, you know, things aren't necessarily as simple as that.
You sound very crestfallen about the future of the college, if you don't mind me saying.
Well, I am, because I suppose All Hallows is a college, I think, that's brought an awful lot through all of its degrees to mm-hmm. communities, particularly on the north side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who mightn't have had the opportunity in the past. And I suppose, you know, another part I would like, and I suppose what the hurt I felt was that students' dreams were perhaps disappearing.
Okay.
And that was something that hurt with me. And I suppose there are people like Georgina and others who would have perhaps continued on to do a master's in All Hallows.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And perhaps down the road do a doctorate.
Mm.
Okay. And then
when you talk about, is it a college that just needs a good financial injection of cash?
Well, if a, I suppose somebody on that white horse arrived in the gate with the money, it probably, it would save everything. Yeah.
Okay.
It would be brilliant.
Yeah.
It would be brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, it is a cash problem.
It's an iconic institution. It's amazing that the government is letting this happen when you think about it.
Well, you know, I'm somewhat surprised at that as well.
Okay, but, so you're talking about lobbying. What should people do then to...
I suppose, you know, if they talk to their public representatives and, you know, try to build up some interest in maintaining the programme and ensuring that it continues on. Now, I know a number of the public representatives, the local public reps, have, you know, brought it up in the Dáil, and fair play to them. And it certainly has, I think, increased the interest in the programme.
Mm-hmm.
And we would hope that somewhere, you know, there is somebody out there who will see the value in ensuring that it continues.
Mm-hmm. It's a sad ending to a wonderful story about the courses, but I mean it will be a disaster and a tragedy indeed.
Oh, I think so. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Any idea how long the patient is going to live?
It's very difficult to say that. I mean, you know, the college at this stage have enough finance to actually teach in the college for the coming year.
Mm-hmm.
The college, as we know, is for sale. And hopefully out of that, there will be sufficient funding then to ensure that students are taught up to, I think it's August 2017, they've said. And that should be give enough time for students to finish their degrees.
Okay. Maybe with all this guff about the upturn and prosperity and... the country, that maybe in those year and a half something might happen.
You would hope, yeah.
Is there any chance that it was, I don't know if it's possible, if it's ever been done anywhere else, that some private corporation could take it over and continue running it as it is?
Well, it is possible, yeah.
Okay.
It is possible. Now, am I aware of any private college that's out there looking at it? I'm not at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope all thing goes well. Anyway, you've great memories of it, Georgina, and I hope it survives.
I really do. I hope it does survive as well, because, I mean, for so much change to happen in that particular place, and for that place not to be there anymore, that's really, really sad to me, you know. And I tell everybody about the programme, and I think, you know, I think everybody should have the chance to experience what I experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And for that opportunity not to be there for other people, that's what makes me really, really sad, do you know?
Makes me sad now as well, because I was tempted to go for it.
You would have been very welcome. We'd have been delighted to have you.
Was. Listen to it, yeah.
And you would have brought a huge amount.
It sounds fascinating, because, as I say, because you were talking there about the injection of people's ideas coming in.
Absolutely,
during the course,
yeah.
And Georgina was talking about that as well. Yeah. It was amazing.
No,
and as
it
you
is.
Say, the arts is a huge canvas now.
Yeah.
And there's so much attached to it.
I suppose the other thing is, like, we keep our class sizes to around, you know, 20, 25 at a max. So it gives plenty of opportunity to the students to, you know, contribute and, you know, offer their ideas and thoughts and experience.
Okay. Listen, we've run out of time. Thank you very much. And thank you for getting out of your seat, Brad, Georgina.
Thank
and
you
that's
very
Colm
much
Galligan.
For having us.
Georgina Fettigan there. And Colm is a BA in personal development at All Hallows College. We go to a break.